Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We keep moving forward, opening new doors, and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths to new music.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this week of new music. Jim started us off with some excellent picks yesterday. If you didn't hear his episode, please go back and check out the cool tunes that he recommended that were new in August, including Half Catholic, Teenage Halloween, GXB, and some stuff from the Feelies, which is a lot of fun. Today, we are going to proceed with our new music picks from our listeners, and we're going to continue that throughout the rest of the week. I do want to tell you that next week, we are planning to have a week of perfect pop episodes as we gear up for our Suburbs Fest in D.C. So two things to note there. One, we're still looking for a couple more submissions. So if anybody out there would like to contribute a perfect pop episode, please send that to us as soon as possible as we're assembling those now. You can create a voice note and send it to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can just pull out your pocket computer cell phone and call the Suburban Party line on 612-440-1984. And, of course, if you want to make some last-minute plans to join us at the fest, you still have a little bit of time. It's about a week and 3 days away, 10 days, for you to get down to the Washington, D.C. area, where we're going to have 3 nights' worth of entertainment, rock concerts, some podcasting, and, of course, a big live band karaoke hootenanny blowout on Saturday evening at Hell's Bottom. So try to get down if you can for at least one night. We'd love to see you. Okay, and with that out of the way, folks, we are going to start off our new music week as we traditionally do. He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Atlas from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Edinburgh with my new music picks for August. First up is All We Ever from Chris Farren's new album, Doom Singer. This might sound like you're going to get a full metal assault, but far from it. To me, this album conjures up the sound of summer in LA with a poppy, radio-friendly sound that has plenty of energy and drive. I love the unexpected harmony guitar solo into the bridge as well. The Killers feel like a big influence on this one. Whether esteemed LA resident Highland Park Harry causes it to be hot, hot, hot though, remains to be seen. Play it from about a minute in and you'll get a full snapshot of the song.
I want my life to mean something, but my head can't handle it. I want to make my mother proud of me. I want to call her back more frequently. I want to hold on to this time, keep the ones I love.
Survive that
pick is about as mainstream as they come, but these are my picks, so I'm going to go with the new Guns N' Roses single, Perhaps. Whilst it was apparently written and recorded for the Chinese Democracy sessions but not used, it has then been since been re-recorded by the current Axl, Duff and Slash lineup, sounding very much like Use Your Illusion era piano-led Guns N' Roses. This is a big nostalgia trip, and it was great seeing Axl, Slash and Duff back on stage together at Glastonbury. Let's hope it doesn't take another 15 years for some more new music from the closest thing we'd like to get to a classic Guns N' Roses lineup again. Anyway, that'll do for now. As ever, I look forward to what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs.
And to all the Suburbs Pod listeners, this is Roger Grace from a beautiful, sunny and warm Montrose in Scotland with my August new music picks. My first is the new single from Chapel Rowan, Hot To Go, which seems to channel a bit of 80s vibe and could almost be used in some yoga routines or dance routines. It has that sort of 80s synth music in it. She's always been one of my favourite artists, and Pink Pony Club is either number one or number two on my guilty pleasures. Anyway, she's got a new album coming out in September called The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, which essentially is a best of because she's not had an album out so far. And at the moment, I'll be amazed if anything beats this to my end of year Pickers album of the year. I love her so much. It's such a fantastic song.
Call me hot, not pretty.
second is a bit of a departure from me, but it's from a Danish group called As In Hell. They're the new side project of Michael Poulsen, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist in Danish metalist Volbeat. It's him along with Mark Grew, who used to be the vocalist of Morgoth, and Toft Hansen on drums. It's a real departure in sound from him, because Michael really loves rockabilly music and there's lots of that on Volbeat songs, but this is really deep, dark and growling. The band have got an LP coming out in September called Impicora, and he says they'll be on tour next year, so I'm certainly looking forward to it. My wife thinks it might be a step too far for her earbuds. Anyway, that's all from me this month. Look forward to listening to everything that everyone else picks, especially Sunny, because she was there again this last month with a really great pick as well. So that's all from me, and goodbye.
Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners, this is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for August new music. First up is Wolfgang Van Halen's band, Mammoth WVH, and his latest album is titled Mammoth 2. Mammoth was the original name of Van Halen in the early club days. Wolfgang said he always liked the name and told his dad when he grew up and started his own band that he'd like to use the name, and his dad gave him his blessing. He plays all the instruments and does all the singing on the album. If I were to describe the sound, it's just straight up rock. He's his own musician. He's not trying to copy his dad. It doesn't sound anything like Van Halen. Just very good music. I enjoyed the first album, and I like this album even more. And the song I like for you to play is called Another Celebration at the End of the World. second pick is a band Spirit Adrift from Austin, Texas. I would describe their sound as a mix of like progressive metal mixed with a little thrash. You could hear a little bit of Metallica, a little bit of Iron Maiden, and maybe even some Mastodon in their sound. Their latest album is called Ghost at the Gallows, and the song I like to free to play is called Barn Burner. I would like to recommend a song for play out. An honorable mention. The song is called Past. It's by a band from Minneapolis called Sunflower Fox and the Chicken Leg. Their sound is very 70s style classic rock. In closing, Jim Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs. Listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.